57 years, that is a good long time, and I'm very happy to tell you that's how long the Evangel Home of Fresno has been in existence. Yes, since 1955, blessing women and children in crisis. And welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here is your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Ken, thank you so much, as always, for putting together our conversation and calling it Heartline. We are in Jerry Brenneman's office, and Jerry, we have a returned guest, and I'm looking forward to exploring her OCD and color matching. We've had the most interesting pre-flight conversation, unlike any other in the 14-plus years or whatever that you and I have been doing this together. But one of the things that struck me as we were talking, and I was thanking the Lord for it in the prayer, is we are all so different. And as people, we put together a mosaic in reflecting Jesus, who is all in all. So make our introduction, and we'll just see where this goes.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I don't remember. We've had several pre-flight, as you call them, before we go on the air conversations through the years that have been amazing conversations that we kind of wish we'd had the mic running during that conversation. And today, if we had had it, we seriously would have called it Random Questions Brought to You by Evangel Home, because it made no sense.
Right.
Everything we were asking.
Stream of consciousness.
Yes, made no sense. But, you know, it all of a sudden reminded me of the kind of conversation you would have with a friend, that you're sitting and something just tickles your funny bone and you just can't stop it. And everything either one of you says then you think is just hysterical. And that's kind of what happened with our guest. Our guest is Brandy. Brandy lives in the garden. She's been there about five months. And, you know, you look at her today, Jim, and she doesn't always look quite this well matched. She'll tell you why she's so matched today. But she always tries to put on her best face and her best to face the world every day. She's not the kind of person that's having a bad day, so darn it, you're going to have a bad day right along with me. Right from the moment you look at me, you're going to have a bad day. That's how some people approach the world. She doesn't. And her approach, I think, is much more inviting. You want to sit down and you want to talk with her. So I really appreciate that about you, Brandy. Yeah, she doesn't always match so well, but she's always got her best no matter what. Yeah. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I came in when I saw it was Brandy. I thought, oh, good, we get to follow up. And I wanted to explore where she was in life, Brandy, because I'm very curious to see what's going on. But I don't like to do that before we open the mic, because the spontaneity is such a huge part of what we do here on Heartline. Brandy, you're matching, and you say that's a result of being
sober.
There you have it. One of the advantages of being sober, your clothes can match. And you also said that...
My question, though, is that because when you were not sober, you just saw things so differently, or you thought everything matched, or you didn't care?
It's because I respect myself more.
Okay, so you want to look better. So you didn't care then. You care more now.
Okay. And you made an interesting observation, too, about we were talking about having to being organized and having everything put away and disliking clutter. And you thought that actually COD should be called...
OCD. I mean, CDO, sorry.
OCD should be CDO. Should be alphabetical if you're obsessive compulsive, right? Yeah. Well, I botched that, but it was fun the first time.
Boy, if I want a straight man for my show, it's not going to be you, because you just got to set people up better than that.
Brandy, what's gone on in your life since you've been in Crossroads?
Garden.
She's in the garden, actually.
She's in the garden. Another bad setup.
Take four.
What's going on in your world?
A lot. I can remember verses. I can remember scriptures that mean things to me that I'm able to talk to about other people. God's working miracles in my relationship with my husband. Slowly, he's planting the seed. We're not rushing back into it, but I'm looking at it as a positive thing, because I have that much faith in God that if I can do it on my own, then I wouldn't need to ask for his help. So I'm asking for the impossible, to restore all the things that were broken through our addictions and through the way our behavior was before. And I'm not asking God to, okay, restore my marriage to what it used to be. No, I want him to restore it as he wants it to be. So, and my kids are falling into place in that. And I don't yell at them. I don't spank them. And they're listening to me. So that right there is a blessing in itself.
And Jim, she does not have her kids with her. As a resident of the garden, she can't. But she gets to visit them. And I have a question about your husband. Is he asking for God's help the same way you are?
He's reaching out a lot more than what he was.
Okay. And he's surrounded by some folks that are going to help him reach.
Yeah, they're already like pulling him back in. They kind of got frustrated. He leaned back. But... yeah, I'm very glad for the people that we have surrounding us.
Brandy has some good folks in the neighborhood, and not just us, but there's just some other people that, because of where God had her living, she's connected. Before she came here, there are some good Christian folks that Evangel Home knows well. Her husband has some good folks around him, and that's huge. We cannot do it without other positive people. We tell our women that all the time. You know, you've got to have different friends. You've got to make connections at church. You've got to make these connections here. But still, that's very hard to do. If someone came to me today and said, get rid of all your friends and go get five new ones, I'm not sure that I could do that. And whether they're positive influences or not, just to say don't associate with them when that's all you've had is pretty tough.
Starting over is a tough deal. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I've had such great admiration for the women who come into the program and realize they can't go back into those social circles and that environment. Their lives will be destroyed. They'll resume the downward spiral that was part of their life.
I want to jump in on that one for just a bit, Jim. We have one of the questions I am frequently asked is, why would anyone want to be on the streets, or why would anyone want to be in jail instead of being at the Evangel Home? And Brandy is living proof of someone who knows how hard it is to change, but she made that choice. And so, Brandy, share a little bit about the woman who just left the garden who made a different choice.
Well, the girl that just came in, I already seen in her eyes she didn't want to be here. She wasn't ready to change.
She was here less than 24 hours.
Yeah, less than 24. We've had other ones, 6 hours, 9 hours. It hurts me in the aspect because when I was that age, I wasn't willing to change either. And now that I am, it hurts when they leave because I know that if God's able to change the things that I've done, I know he could change them. But if you're not ready, you're not going to be open to the Word of God. You're not going to have your ears inclined to him.
Yeah, we had a woman who, and this makes no sense to me either, but it's because I'm trying to think logically where some of our women can't or they won't. She was in jail, needed a program. We went to interview her several times, so she knew kind of what we were about, as much as we could tell her. Then she comes here, she's not even here overnight, and decides that she's going to leave. So one of our residents already said, well, why did she waste staff's time? Which I thought was just kind of neat. That's a resident already having a larger perspective than she used to have. And I think another resident prayed with her, tried to get her to see, you know, to calm down. But it's kind of like when Brandy said she wasn't ready. It's almost like if you come, and you've heard it on this show over and over, when you ask women, they came into the Evangel Home and what? Many people will say they felt the peace. They felt at home. They felt the spirit here. If you come in and you feel those things and you hate them or you don't want anything to do with them, then you're going to be out of here real fast. And I think there's a darkness to some people's lives, not that they are, but that their life is, and they don't want any light in their life. So maybe they're going to run faster.
Yeah. I understand that. The whole issue in life of gaining perspective is such a tricky proposition sometimes for any of us. Maybe I know I have my areas that I struggle with perspective, trying to gain a big picture view of certain aspects of my life. And so, I certainly understand, especially a young woman who comes in and says, I'm not ready for this yet. You know, you hope life gets so bad for them, they're forced to want dramatic change. Would you agree, Brandy?
Yeah, that's what it took for me.
You have to hit bottom sometimes.
It's like further below bottom. It's like the gravel underneath the cement.
And you know, Jim, one of my concerns right now is, okay, let's say a woman hits bottom, goes below bottom, wants help, gets in a program like ours, then she's ready to leave, and then what? Mm-hmm. Because jobs are so impossible to find now. We're seeing more of that. What in the world are some of these women going to do when they are struggling to find a job? They're struggling to hold anything together. Women that have had any kind of cash assistance, welfare, all of that is being cut drastically. Child care for women who had to go back to work. When we did welfare reform, and that was a wonderful idea, people should go to work, and after a certain amount of time, they time out of the welfare system. Well, now cash aid is having, the daycare element is being cut. So if you have one or two kids and you want to go to work and you have no daycare now. So those things are all frustrating, and the human side can say, well, then don't have kids. But the reality is it's happened, and you want to stop the kids from going through that. Mm-hmm. And the mom knows, I don't want any more kids. This didn't turn out the way I want. The baby's father didn't stay committed the way he said he would. Mm. What do you do for those women now in our place? We have daycare. We have a wonderful daycare director, a good facility. How can we expand? That's one of the things we're looking at. What's changing out there? Because I think society and our economy has changed so drastically, and we're seeing that. What now does Evangelhome need to do to come around the other end and make sure that we're a safety net for a group we've not yet even identified?
Well, we're getting close on time. Wonderful chance to chat and ask some pertinent questions, and I hope we've been provocative for our listeners to help think things through with us. And if you've got some perspectives, we are interested in hearing them. 264-4714. Very quickly, Brandy, in 5 months, what's your favorite class?
Joy's class.
What is that?
Bible scripture study.
Okay, great.
That's how she's learned.
Wow.
Excellent.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. So glad to talk with you. And very bright, very funny lady. And enjoyed hanging out with you again today, Brandy. My listening friend, if you know someone who is where Brandy was, there is choice. There is an option. Ask them to give us a call, 264-4714. By God's grace, the folks at Evangelhome are here to help, and as long as you keep providing the funds to keep the doors open, the mission is going to continue, directed by our great God. Thanks for this opportunity. We look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangelhome of Fresno.
The Evangelhome of Fresno. Find them online at evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, that is the radio voice of the Evangelhome in Fresno.